Campaigners have welcomed plans to ban the use of wild animals in circuses performing in Scotland. The Scottish Government has set out proposals, I've got the hiccups, to strengthen animal welfare legislation with a bill to ban the use of any wild animal in a circus on ethical grounds. Should we be following suit? Well, the Northern Ireland Says No to Animal Cruelty representative is Daniel Barclay. Good morning, Daniel.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning. And the circus ringmaster and campaigner, Chris Bartrop, with us this morning.
Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, good morning. Daniel, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a no-brainer in 2017. First of all, it's a good step forward. Wild animals definitely have no place in a circus. But we think Northern Ireland should not only follow suit, but go one stage further and ban all animals from a circus, because a recent report by the Welsh Government last year, I think they used the term a life in the circus is not a life worth living for the animals. And I think we should take heed of that and wrap up this archaic sort of tradition. So that's pretty much it.
Chris?
Hello, sorry. Is that for me? It's a slightly dodgy line.
Yes, Chris. Good morning to you.
I beg your pardon.
Well, obviously, we're looking at what the Scottish Government have done. Their proposals to strengthen animal welfare legislation and ban the use of any wild animal in a circus.
I think what needs doing is to ensure, and this is what happens with all good circuses, including the ones in Ireland, the ones in the mainland over here, the ones that visit Scotland, is to ensure the very highest standards of animal welfare. That's what happens with your native circuses, with the ones here. I think that the suspicious thing, and I think what you really ought to be asking your activist, is to clarify the agenda of the animal rights movement, because this is not about animal welfare, although it's billed as being such. It is about the agenda of animal rights, which aims a complete separation of humans and animals, and that this is the sort of thin end of the wedge. The circus is a fairly easy target because people are only too ready to believe the circus animals are mistreated, as is often claimed. Those who go to circuses can see it's not so. But it's a political movement. It's a very dangerous one. One of the leading philosophers of animal rights was in an American newspaper article I read yesterday saying that pets are slaves. So pets are on the agenda a bit further down the line. Be careful what you're subscribing to. I think it's very good for people to go to circuses and see the rapport which can exist between humans and animals. And animal behaviourists have laid down how you can look after more unusual species. You've got to be careful with the definition too, because wild includes things like zebras and reindeer and camels, which are, you know, certainly camels and reindeer are domesticated in the rest of the world. It's only not in this country. So you've got to be a bit careful about your definition. But I think this is going over the top, and I think it's completely against what the general public want, to be quite honest.
It's not. There's 84%, I think, in Scotland actually want wild animals banned from the circus, and you were straight in there with your, detractive, other nonsense, you know, just trying to distract the thing there. So it's none to do with pets. This is to do with circus animals. And the highest animal welfare standards for circus animals would be for them not to be in the circus, because the report from the Welsh Government and other reports throughout the world have said a circus life is not a life worth living for the animals. And that's taken from a whole study of global circuses. So that's just nonsense. So throwing in pets is just detractive. We're talking about circus animals here, so let's keep it on.
You are so far, yes, but this is what's coming, and I want to warn the public about that. The report you're talking about as well came from an academic.
What you're going to do and what you're going to do.
Hold on, one at a time now. Hold on.
Don't speculate, Chris. Let's deal with the circus animals and just the circus animals. Don't try and pretend that you know what my agenda is because you read an American article. That's utter nonsense, and you're trying to distract. Don't do that. Let's stick with circus animals. You cannot give a tiger, an elephant, even a horse, a natural existence while it's in the circus. You can't do it. They're not able to exhibit their natural behaviours. They're not able to live a natural life. You're taking that natural life away from them just so you can see the rapport that someone can build with keeping an animal. The animal's not there by choice. So slave may be an emotive word, it may be a strong word, but effectively you're keeping an animal against that animal's will, and you're training it to do what
now
you
he's got to respond.
the animals in circuses know the circus life. That's their home. They're born and bred in circuses many generations. Just as human beings can have activities which substitute for our natural behaviours. Instead of going out hunting, we play sports and games, for example. So you can do that with animals. And the difficulty I have, one of the difficulties, there are many that I have with this, is that if we don't have captive animals these days, there will shortly be no animals at all. And actually, I'm going to go back to my wider comment about the animal rights movement, which is that if you get rid of all contact between humans and animals, there actually won't be any animals.
That's
animals that exist in large numbers are the animals which have contact with humans. So we've got to find a way to maintain that relationship, to keep human beings in contact with nature as well. That's to the benefit of...
You don't capture nature and force it to your will. You're talking about a separation between animals and humans, and I haven't mentioned that. You have, and you're doing that for a very specific purpose, to get away from what the actual issue is. You cannot... What you said there, we're going to eradicate lots of species. There'll be no animals left if they're not in captivity. Now, look at that from the animals' point of view, with zoos, with circuses. There's a circus in Ireland with Courtney Brothers Circus, had five Siberian tigers. They're an endangered species, and he has five of them in the back of a lorry travelling up and down the country. Now, is that better for the tigers to keep that species alive in those conditions, or would it be better not, you know, just if that species died out, which would be tragic? And, you know, and I'm not saying it's better to have the species wiped out, but given a choice between that life and no life, you know, for the animals in question, they're not happy. Why give them a life of
030 30 80 55 55? John's in Ballygowan. Good morning, John.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I hate people talking about circuses, because I tell you something, I went to circuses all my life to see them, and I have never saw anybody being cruel to an animal. And I would go outside and have a look whenever the place is out free. And I mean, those animals are looked after very, very, very well. And better than that,
of a circus.
Pardon?
No one's, in the context of a circus, nobody's saying they're cruel to their animals by physically beating them.
You just listen to me. Well, I mean, there's horses used in the circus. Those horses love every minute of that.
They love the inevitable arthritis they're going to get from performing unnatural tricks, putting unnatural pressure
on them. Hold on a wee minute. I tell you something. We owned lots of horses, so therefore we raced horses, and we had points and everywhere else. And I can tell you something. It's more crueler to race horses at the races than it is for a circus to work with the animals. Those animals are well exercised.
Stop doing both. If one's more cruel than the other, they're both cruel. Therefore, don't do both.
Well, listen, you start talking about racing before you start talking about circuses.
Let's talk about circuses. Horses in a circus are inevitably going to get arthritis because they're putting unnatural pressure on their joints, on their muscles. And so they are going to get the arthritis.
You're just talking a load of nonsense. For really, I tell you,
we have
ponies at home. We have ponies at home, so we had, and they did all sorts of stuff. We had a pony, actually, when you walked around with it and saw a wee wall, it would sit down on it. For goodness sake, you have no idea what you're talking about,
A pony would sit on a wall?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you, Stephen.
A pony would sit on a wall?
Yes, when we would have walked around with him and he had seen something, no, he just back and sat down on it. He did, of course.
And you think that anecdote...
Ponies
don't sit in walls, for goodness sake. This woman's deranged.
I'm not, Stephen. Stephen,
circus animals. Stephen, circus animals have no occupational
ailments.
Ponies
do not sit on walls.
Gentle exercise.
Yes, they do indeed, Stephen. They do anything you want them to do if you want. If you train them that way, Stephen, they'll do it.
Don't drag them up.
Stephen, if you train them that way, they'll do that. That's for you.
It's not an occupation for the animals. They don't have
Stephen,
occupation.
Daniel,
Stephen,
thank you very much. Jan, no, thank
Stephen,
you. Lovely to talk to you.
Stephen.
Morning,
Stephen,
Chris. Yes, Jan. Yes, Jan.
What about the dogs? Sure, they perform too. They're lovely. You know, there's nothing nicer than a performing dog or a cat even.
John, thank you.